Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The word priest, in Hebrew, Kohen, carries with it the idea of officiating or mediating. The priest was privileged to have access to God in carefully arranged ways. Originally, it was God's desire that all people should have this entree, as it was in the garden. Then, after the fall, we see both Cain and Abel offering to the Lord, albeit with very different results. Later, in the patriarchal age, the heads of families acted as offering priests, as, for example, Job, quote, would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For, Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts, Job 1:5. Later, it was considered the privilege of the firstborn to act as spiritual head of the family, something Esau traded for a bowl of soup. When Israel was delivered from Egypt, the Lord expressed his desire, quote, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Exodus 19, verses 5 and 6. But the people rejected this offer, and so the Aaronic priesthood was selected. With the destruction of the temple, the priest's role was greatly hampered. But now, with its rebuilding, the priesthood could be reactivated. Thus, the listing of those qualified to carry on the work, Nehemiah 12, verses 1 to 26. With the inception of the New Testament, God's original desire is reintroduced, continuing into eternity, Revelation 1, 6. As holy priests and worshipers, we are, quote, being built up a spiritual house to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2:5. As royal priests, we are witnesses to go forth and, quote, show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Verse 9.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.